Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Sharon Bradley, Nancy Galway, and Phil Powers. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maureen Holleran, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, our guest Anton Saint-Martin joins us, and with his knowledge and acclaimed professional background, will explore the clairsenses. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Nancy Galway. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you, Maureen. How are you?
I think I'm really, really looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be really kind of heated up. Thank you. Can you tell us?
I'm looking forward to learning about the clairs.
And clarifying the clairs.
Clarifying the clairs, yes.
So would you clarify what you do?
Well, I have some of the clairs, but I won't be able to clarify until after. I won't be clear till after.
That's
so
okay.
I'll share that, but I work along with my co-hosts on the PsychicAccess.com, and I really enjoy that, and I'm an intuitive empath, and I use the tarot cards to keep me focused, and I use the animal medicine cards, and I get guidance from, I feel it's guardian angels that guide me, so I'll leave it at that.
And I like that. It's a very nice thought and vision in my mind. Thank you, guardian angels, too. Thank you, Nancy. And Sharon Bradley, how are you doing this?
I'm fine, Maureen. How are you?
Well, you heard what I said earlier. I'm fine.
That's true.
Would you tell us about your work?
Sure. I receive messages from spirit, and I can see and I can hear from spirit. So that's how I do my readings. I don't know what Claire that would be, but...
Clear everything.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be a good show tonight.
Thanks. Well, thank you, Sharon.
Yeah.
So sweet.
All right. Take care.
And let me see. A warm welcome to Phil Powers.
That's me.
Phil Powers. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, you heard what I said. Okay.
Yeah. I heard. You said you're
thank
okay.
You.
And you're excited.
I'm overwhelmed, and I'm anxious and excited, and I'm really happy that you're here with us. And would you tell everybody, Phil Powers, what powers do you have? What do you do? What kind of readings do you do, or who are you?
Who am I, and why am I here?
Yeah.
All right. I'm also a psychic advisor with Psychic Access Team, and my name over there is Magus, which is a card in the tarot deck. And I receive my information different ways, but I guess during my research, I learned that I used to call it Gnostic, but it's actually claircognizance. So I learned already, but I'm still going to go with Gnostic because that's a lot easier for me to say.
Okay, where are you making up these words? I guess, whatever. This is what this show's going to be about.
The info just comes.
It just flows out. It's like irrigationally.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Phil. And, everybody knows by now my name is Maureen Holler. Don't worry about it. But I am also a reader at PsychicAccess.com with the rest of everybody. And also, I would like to say the guest tonight, Anton Saint-Martin, is also a fellow reader, and he's going to be a phenomenal guest. But I also do, I'm a psychic, and I have the clear things going on, and I don't know, I keep naming so many, and I change them around. That's why I'm really happy about the show. So I'm just going to say, I kind of have some of them, this and that. And also, I help people, make better decisions, directions, if they know a better direction they can go on, and I am also tarot, of course, reader, and I love it. So there you have it. So I do the dishes. So tonight I'm delighted and honored to interview our special guest, Anton Saint-Martin. And he's an international psychic advisor, clairvoyant, medium, intuitive consultant, and destiny coach. He is also a sought-after inspirational speaker, metaphysical teacher, and spiritual author with a special interest in parapsychology, paranormal research, and psychic phenomena. For more information about Anton's psychic medium readings, as well as his consultation and coaching services, visit his website at http://Anton, A-N-T-H-O-N, St. Martinez, spelled STMAARTEN.com. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We will announce that call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper ready or pencil. If you weren't able to catch our last week, show on unconditional love, which was really good, by the way, Nancy, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all of our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the Archives tab. Please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends and families, their neighbors, their cats and dogs, everybody. So it is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link with others. We do feel that we have a pretty good show. I think we all feel that way, and they would enjoy it. So without further ado, I believe, Anton.
Hello, Maureen.
There he is. I'm so excited. Welcome to the show, Anton. It's such a great honor that you to have you join us tonight. And you know, Anton, you're in Africa, and I just really appreciate it.
No, it's really great to be here. It's been a while, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I think we're going to have a pretty cool show because before we even came on, we were already talking about, that's not that clear. We were all amongst ourselves, you know. This is going to be a real eye-opener, everybody, and Anton's the man to know, to explain, explore, and dissect. So, Anton, we had a great conversation, and I really appreciate you sending me a lot of the information. If I'm not able to pronounce some of these things, remember I'm from Atlanta. So,
That's no problem. I'll help.
You'll help me out, won't you?
Of course I will.
You're so dear. Okay, so Anton, what are the clair senses?
Okay, I can perfectly relate to what you're saying about everybody saying it's not this and it's not that, because, you know, for a long time in my life, I went through the same confusion. Even, you know, especially when I was much younger, in my 20s, there was even a time where I was, because I studied psychology, and, you know, I don't know, you know, if you know anybody that studied psychology, but you find that when you study psychology, you start to question everything, you know. You start seeing almost every symptom that you learn about, you start seeing in yourself and in people around you. So I went through this phase where I actually started thinking, well, maybe I'm crazy, you know, maybe there's something wrong with me, because why am I having these experiences? And I had them especially very overwhelmingly so when I was a child. So, you know, and therefore I also kept it a secret for a very long time, because I thought there was something wrong with me. And at the point where I began to realize, but look, there's more to this than, you know, what meets the eye, I had to go and find out, you know, exactly what is it that I'm experiencing. I'm still learning, as you know, as I go along, and I learn new things all the time. Basically, the clair senses are different pathways of extrasensory perception. Most people know it as ESP. So it's a way of perceiving or getting information. You can call it data from the Akashic records, whatever you want to call it. But it's a form of perception, and it's extrasensory in nature, which means that it is beyond our normal five senses. So in a sense, I guess you could also say it's like an extension of our ordinary physical senses.
Okay.
So people with one or more developed clair sense has an acute intuitive insight or a perceptiveness which enables them to see or to hear or to feel or to sense things that cannot be perceived by the normal five senses.
Right. That makes very good. Everybody, I mean, I'm going to agree. This is very clearly, I understand you're clarifying the very basics that we're beginning to talk about is very clear to me, and actually for change. So that's That's really good to how you just put that, and I appreciate that, because I think anybody else that, without all of this intense clairs, can understand what we're beginning with. So it's very clear-cut about that. It's
Yeah, and people often ask me, you know, but how is it possible? You know, if for a moment, it's very difficult always to talk about these things, because I find that you often go either one way or the other. Because, and what I mean by that is, you have a tendency to either go in a spiritual direction or into a more sort of scientific quantum physics direction. Mm-hmm. And it's probably because there's always been this separation between spirituality and science. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all, with our educational background stuff, we still find it difficult in our normal logical thinking processes to sort of bring these two things together. And that's basically what a lot of us do. You know, a lot of you and the hosts on the show as well, and the people listening tonight, a lot of us are involved in bringing together things that, you know, the poles of spirituality and science, because in my personal opinion, it shouldn't be two separate things. So it's always difficult. So for a moment, if you don't look at it from a spiritual perspective, everything in the universe consists of energy vibrating at different frequencies. We know this from physics. So and what happens with the clairsenses is that there are energy vibrations that are above or below our normal spectrum of perception. When you see, or when you hear, or when you taste or feel something, it's all vibrations that you're reading, that you're picking up through your eyes, your ears, even through your ears, through your nose. There was a time where they believed that it was just the molecules, you know, the certain molecules of a something would give it a certain smell. But now there is a new theory that even the sense of smell has to do with vibration. It's about how molecules are vibrating. So some of these vibrations are above and below the normal spectrum, and this is what the person with a developed clear sense can read. But even a person with developed clear senses only has a very limited perception. And there's a reason for this. You know, I sometimes grow cold when I see how much psychic development courses and stuff often presented by people, like they would teach people how to become more clairvoyant, but they're not clairvoyant themselves. I mean, how can you teach somebody something that you don't really understand or that you don't really experience yourself? And I think it's dangerous, because we are not supposed to see and know everything. This is my opinion. It wasn't meant for this physical reality. That's not why we came here. We are spiritual beings that came here to have a physical experience. So if you came here to have a physical experience, why on earth would you constantly be involved, be on a spiritual plane of consciousness or an altered state of consciousness? So it is something that should, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it, but I'm saying that we should do it more responsibly. Because our perception is actually very limited. There's so much more out there that we will never see within this physical experience. And we'll only know this, you know, once again, once we go back. Because I believe we go back. Mm-hmm. You know what? There was a very famous clairvoyant, or he's a clairvoyance expert, Charles Webster Leadbeater. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I know.
He wrote a book about clairvoyance in 1899. So it's over 100 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he described it brilliantly. He said that our limited perception of the universe around us is like playing only a few select strings on an enormous, infinite harp.
I like that.
It's like having a whole piano in front of you, but you can only see two of the notes. Mm-hmm. And some of us see the third note, or we see the black, one or two of the black notes, you know, keys on a piano. But the rest, and I believe we're not supposed to have access to all of that, because it's not good for us. We will live in a crazy world if everybody was 100% clairvoyant and could see everything what there was to see. Because we need this physical reality that we function in as a platform on which to function and to have our physical experience.
Well, it's like you need the yin and the yang. You need the balance of it. We need some of us that, you know, well, we talked about that before when we spoke. Exactly.
Yes.
We'd be mad people, or like mad crazy.
Yes, well, I think we'll go insane. If you had to have a complete 100% vision of what the other side looks like, I think you'll go nuts. because your brain within this reality will not be able to process it. I believe it. Because, you see, the whole thing is also to do with consciousness. That's why there's so much skepticism still, because the most of the scientific community still think or still believe that consciousness, our awareness, our awakeness, our beingness in this world, I think, therefore I am. They believe it, that consciousness comes from the brain, that the brain generates it like a power generator in your body. So it generates this electricity or this consciousness, and the moment you die, your brain dies, and therefore your consciousness dies. But we know from so many experiences that people have that that consciousness doesn't die, that it goes beyond the existence of the brain. The way I see it is that your brain is merely, I don't know if you have it in the US, but we have it over here. A lot of electronic appliances have these adapters. I think you call it an adapter.
Yes. Yeah. I know what you're
like
talking about. Yes.
It's usually like a little black box thing that's that when you plug it into your computer, it's between your computer and the wall socket.
Yes.
Because the electricity that comes from the wall socket is just too powerful and too much for your computer or your phone.
Right. It's a grounding. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
I know nothing about it. I'm not a very practical person, but that black box thingy sort of reduces the electricity, or it changes it somehow so that it can work, that your computer can work, and it doesn't damage your computer.
Correct.
And I see that our brains are sort of the same thing. It's like a little black box.
So we don't get short circuited.
Yes. So why would you encourage people to just bypass that? You know, take a cable and plug it straight into their computer. You know, you're playing with fire. And at the same time, if you think about us being a computer, that's where I believe where being born psychic comes in, because through generations, I believe we choose our families and whatever. So so you would have a certain spiritual entity choosing a certain person to incarnate as, or into a family line. Mm-hmm. And genetically, that family has built up this capacity. It's like a talent for athletics or for music. It runs in families. Mm-hmm. And so you would get a child being born maybe like on your computer. Some children are born with Windows 6. Some are born with Windows 7. Some are born still with Windows XP, you know.
What about Windows 93? <That's> No, I know. Anton, we talked about this. Absolutely. Sorry.
So that's how I see it, and that's why. So, you know, it's not that you. I don't believe people that are born psychic are necessarily spiritually more evolved. I just think it's more developed, and it's just a capacity or a talent that some people have for music or sports. It's, you know, you just easier on the uptake. You develop faster. Things like that.
Are you against, or could it be that you just cannot conform to or be conditioned as easily as a children would normally be?
That's an interesting way of looking at it, yes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Well, I kind of think that that's how I feel it happened to me, and it's not that I wasn't consciously aware of it, but of course, you know, we're all walking around oblivious how unconsciously we are, but you know, Anton, these clairs, I mean, how many, I don't know if we covered about the two major ways. I don't know if we covered the sense manifestus into. Oh no, is that the components that we're talking about?
Okay, maybe we should just because you know I think we're taking for granted that a lot of people know what we're talking about.
I know.
We should just clarify. Sorry, I was getting a bit philosophical there for a moment.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I told you before we did the show that you're going to have to curb my enthusiasm, because I do get carried away sometimes. Because I'm really passionate about this stuff. Okay, the clear stance is, look, there's a lot of controversy. You know, if you want to get involved in a fist fight with a group of psychics, you need to throw these words out there, because, you know, you're going to have to duck and dive. but generally, general agreement is as follows. The three sort of main ones that most people agree on is clairvoyance, which the word clairvoyance comes from the French for clear seeing. Clair meaning clear, and voyance meaning seeing. So clairvoyance is to see clearly or to see. Clairaudience is to hear. Clairsentience is to sense or feel. And here we can maybe have a bit of a tete-a-tete later about clairsentience and empathy, because this is one of my pet peeves. A lot of people say that clairsentience is empathy, or when you're an empath, you use only clairsentience equals empathy, and it doesn't. Being an empath is only one aspect of clairsentience, and some people who are strong clairsentients are not necessarily empaths. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a different.
Can you explain that, Anton? What that mean? Like, because I know for me, I mean, we talked about this already. I know, but could you kind of explain that? Because that's been a big thing with this empath. Because a clairempath is one of the newer ones I've seen. Could you explain that? How you explained it to me when we were speaking?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I feel very strongly that the use of the term empathy to describe an extrasensory ability is inaccurate. It's also confusing and it's even misleading. To say that I have empathy is like, my first reaction is I want to say, well, congratulations, so is the rest of us. Because all human beings, even all, I would go as far as say that all animals have empathy. Empathy is a natural trait in nature. I don't know if I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've seen a clip from it. Have you heard of that movie that I'm sure you guys have? It's called I Am.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the guy that did that. He talked about why he did it. I know about who you are. Yeah.
Exactly. That movie shows you that empathy is something that runs through the whole of nature and through the human. It's part of the human condition.
It's not a sense. It's not a sense then.
No, there are people who don't have empathy, but they are called psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, borderline, etc. So, but 99.9% of everybody has empathy. Empathy is not an extrasensory. Rather than call it clairsentience, being an empath or being empathic, that's very different, in my mind and in my experience. So, that being said, I like the use of the word clear empathy, not because it's a real sense on its own or extra sense, your clear sense on its own, but because it describes so clearly what it is. Because you see, normal empathy that everybody has is something that you would have lunch with your best friend, and she is crying or she's upset. You can sense that she's upset. You pick up, because you pick it up from her tone of voice, her body language. You know her pretty well. You can see she's not well. She's avoiding eye contact. Her voice is lower than usual. Her shoulders are stooped. She's not feeling good. You can pick up there's something wrong. Then she starts telling you that there's, let's say, her marriage is breaking up. And then she bursts into tears and all of that. And you feel extremely sorry for her. You can really identify with her because maybe you've gone through a divorce, okay? So you can really put yourself in her shoes. You can identify with how she must be feeling. And you have all this empathy for her. That's
you can feel it, though, Anton. It's not sympathy, though. Sympathy is different, isn't it? Sympathy is not feeling it, their feelings. It's like understanding, maybe.
You see, that's the whole point. That's the difference for me between empathy and clear empathy.
Okay, I got it.
When you have empathy, you understand where the person is coming through, and you can identify with it. When you have clear empathy, you actually feel. And I'm not talking about, oh, I remember how I used to feel. I'm talking about you sitting there and you crying harder than her.
Right.
Because you feel the exact emotion that's going through her body is going through yours. And how you are very sure that you're a clear empath is that you can pick this up when the person is on the other side of the planet.
Right.
So even if you don't see the person, you don't hear their voice, there's no other cues or clues. You don't see their body language. You don't hear their tone of voice. You know absolutely nothing about what their circumstances are, and still you feel what they're feeling.
Okay, that's a clear
in the middle of the night, and you know. I had a very recent experience with somebody that was kidnapped. It was a terrible crime case here that they thought this boy was kidnapped, college boy was kidnapped, it had to do with a drug syndicate and whatever, and it was. And he committed suicide because of terrible anxiety. I don't want to talk about it too much, but I knew the moment that he disappeared that I knew soon after that he was no longer with us. But people were still, his family, everybody was still looking for him for like almost 3 weeks after. But the moment I read about his so-called abduction or his disappearance, I was overwhelmed by anxiety. The anxiety that I know somebody would experience when they would want to kill themselves, when life right. is just becoming too much for them. Mm-hmm. So that would be an example of that. So, and clair empathy, therefore, it is a form of clairsentience, but it's only one of the aspects of clairsentience. So
clairsentience actually has components, other aspects to it. Anton, remember we were talking about the component. No, that was. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it. There's so much we were talking about. I'm sorry. Yes. Go on, Anton.
I just want to clarify about the clairsentience that apart from clair empathy or being empathic, it also involves intuition, which is it's those gut feelings that we get, or those precognitive or retrocognitive, which means going back into the past, or premonitions. All those things. It's linked to your gut. Mm-hmm. It's intuition. And then some clairsentience also experience physical sensations or symptoms. And these are of most commonly find with medical intuitives, mm-hmm. where they can feel the symptoms of the person. They feel a pain in this limb, or they feel nausea, or they feel vertigo, or they feel some sort of medical symptom, which tells them what's wrong with where the problem lies. And you also get it mostly with mediums.
Okay.
Because it's often paranormal in nature.
This is what is so interesting about what we talked about, that part of it, the paranormal difference of the... Remember we were talking about that. I don't think anybody would... And I don't think anybody's ever heard what... When you were talking to me about that made sense, there's two components
to it, right?
Right?
I remember what you're referring to. Yes, we were talking about the fact that... You know, there's a lot of people throw the clair senses around and from the frame of reference that it's just a form of intuition. There's much more to it than that, because especially in our modern day and age, we've lost touch with a lot of that stuff. You know, this stuff was much more prevalent in the 1800s because people were not inundated with all this visual stimuli like video and TV and billboards and, noise everywhere. People surround themselves with a lot of noise, visual and all kinds of noise. When in the 1800s, they didn't have this stuff. So these things were much more clear to people, and what we were talking about is that the clair senses actually manifest themselves in two major ways. And that is more like an inner internal experience or an intuitive experience. In other words, you would see images in your mind's eye, or you would hear an internal voice, like that inner voice. It's usually your own voice, or maybe your mother was, a voice that you grew up with that tells you, don't go there, don't do this, remember to do that. So it's like an internal voice. Things like that. That's more on the inside, for a lack of a better description. Mm-hmm. And then there's another major way, which is so often disregarded and ignored, and that is that there's an external version of it as well. Often metaphysical or paranormal in nature, and therefore you tend to find it more often with mediums or with psychic mediums. And that is that they physically see auras, you see apparitions, you physically hear a strange voice that you don't know that speaks somebody's name. That happens to me a lot, mm-hmm. where I would do a reading. We would be on Psychic Access and I would be doing a reading about somebody's love life, and the next minute a voice would say loud and clear in the room, as if it's in the room with you. I don't know where it is, but it's there. Mm-hmm. I hear the voice that says, like I said to you, John or Peter or, and
right. And it's not coming from your mind. It's not coming from that voice in your mind. I that's what's so interesting. You physically hear it.
I'm sitting here. I don't really know a John if I think about it, or a Peter for that matter. Because we have different names here,
right.
Not that they are not John or Johns or Peters here, but they're usually Johan or Peter or something like that. So if I hear John or Peter, I'm going to say to the person, do you know, it happened just the other night. I said, do you know a John? No, I don't know a John. I said, are you sure? I said, do you know somebody that is deceased that was named John? Oh my God, she says, my father. I said, well, that's why I asked you. And then this whole message came through, and it was an important message that had to do with her health. She even went to see a specialist after and all of that. So, you know, things like that do exist. And even with clairsentience, you have these physical sensations. Many mediums will tell you they suddenly the room goes very cold.
Yeah.
There's a presence. Or I sometimes feel heat as well, which is usually something positive for me. You feel something stroking your hair. Your hair and then back of your neck stand on end. You feel somebody touching you. There are even reports, it's very rare, but it happens that people are physically, there are physical trauma. You know, you wake up with blue spots all over you, or you're scratched or whatever. That's obviously in more unpleasant sort of situations.
So what we're talking about, the externalness of the paranormal is what we're talking, the component, like when we were talking, it was very fascinating you brought this up. So the clairsentient, there would be someone could be called as clairsentient, but not get the same thing that what we're talking about right now in the paranormal aspect is what you're saying. Is that what I'm...
So that's how I've made it up out for myself in my mind. Look,
there are so many
differing experiences, but I see that the clairsenses come in two major forms. Mm-hmm. And some people only have one or the other, or they have both. But it expresses itself internally, or like an inner experience intuitively, or it expresses itself externally or metaphysically or paranormally, whatever way you
want to. In a physical format. Like, is that what you, like,
yes,
physically?
So basically outside of yourself.
Right.
So you would see, hear, or feel things outside of yourself that's not part, it's not in your mind's eye or an inner intuitive feeling or anything like that.
No, I get what you're saying, and I hope everybody's listening, because that is kind of, it's interesting when we were talking about that, because it made sense to me, because sometimes I get that, but that it's not saying, it's there's components to it. It's almost like it branches out into two.
Yes, and every person has a different experience. It's unique with every person.
With clairsentience, like
I said, one aspect is intuition or gut feelings. The other is physical sensations or symptoms, medical symptoms.
Right.
Then you have the empathy or the clair empathy. And then you also have clairtangency, which is another subcomponent of clairsentience.
Okay, and what's that?
Clair touching, which it's often done through the palms of the hands. You often see this with psychic detectives. Or with people who do some sort of forensic work, is where if you hold a certain object that belongs to the person, the missing person or the murdered person or whatever, or even if you're in a room and you're touching the walls or things like that, you pick up energy, you read energy usually through the palms of your hands. So it is called clairtangency or clair touching. And the process of reading those things is called psychometry. Sometimes people say, I have psychometry. No, you don't have psychometry. Psychometry is not an extrasensory ability. Psychometry is a method or a process of reading.
Very clear. That was something I didn't clearly, and that's. I'm really glad you pointed that out, because I said, "Oh, psychometry." No, that is a. It's not a symptom, but it's the act upon doing what is the clair.
Yes, when you use your clairtangency or your clairtangent ability, you are doing psychometry.
Got it. Okay. Hope everybody's getting this, because it's good stuff. Because I was really enlightened by that one, definitely. Well, Anton, what about the old time one that I always knew from, you know, I think I told you, the big father of it all, clairvoyance. The clairvoyance.
Yes, clairvoyance is sort of a big, she's like the big grandmother of the whole lot.
Yeah.
I think, actually, which is very ironic to me, because... actually, did you know that the most common one is clairsentience?
Yeah, I didn't know that. In fact, it's funny, I didn't know that.
I can guarantee you, if we had to do like a survey among all the psychics on psychics and all the mediums on psychic access, I am sure that 99% of them will all be clairsentient.
But now that we know what it is, see, that's the difference. Because
that's where your intuition, it has to do with your intuition. So clairsentience is the, to me, it's like almost the foundation. It's the first layer. And you will find that it's the one that people who develop their psychic abilities or become aware of their psychic abilities, that's usually the first one to manifest. It's also the first clairsense to develop in children, is clairsentience.
Oh, okay.
Before they see or hear anything, they have the feeling aspect or the sensing aspect.
But clairvoyance was always the word, that clairvoyance was always the one that we always knew of. You know, correct. Like I said, when I was growing up,
correct. And it's still sort of, it's almost taken on a totally different meaning that what it was, you know, because this is all semantics. I mean, you know, it's different words meaning the same thing. But clairvoyance is used as a sweeping statement almost. A lot of people say, I'm a clairvoyant. You find this especially in the UK. It's not really in the US, but in the UK, if you say to an average British person, what is a clairvoyant, they would say it's a psychic. It's right. The same thing. Clairvoyance means you're a psychic. So it's not really, emphasis not really on the seeing part of it. Right. It's sort of seen as people that see the future, which is not really the case, because that's not all that clairvoyance is. When I see your aura, or when I see an apparition, it doesn't really tell me anything much about the future, you know. But sometimes it does. So there is an aspect of precognition attached to clairvoyance. But when you're a clairvoyant, you know, that's why a lot of people become confused, because they would rather say I'm a clairvoyant than say I'm a psychic.
Right. Anton, you know, we need to do a commercial, but so we can stop on that one, we can pick it right back up, because you just said something good. They think you're clairvoyant, you're a psychic. How'd you say it? A psychic. And yes, I want to be able to pick it right back up after this commercial. That one thing, I don't want to lose ourselves. Well, I lose myself. Okay. But.
No problem.
So is that okay, Anton? You'll remember that with me, I hope.
I will do that, promise.
Please. Okay. Well, so we'll be right back after a commercial from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back with our wonderful, wonderful, special, very educated guest, Anton, on the subject, the clairsenses. So, Anton, we were in the middle. Yeah, I told you to help me out because I'm older and I.
Yeah, so we're talking about clairvoyance that's used to describe so many other things.
Right.
You know, people confuse it with, they say, you know, I'm clairvoyant, meaning they actually want to say I'm psychic, or they use it as a term to describe telepathy. Or they just, and in the UK, I know a lot, like a lot of people there, when they talk about a clairvoyant, they're actually talking about a medium. Like Lisa Williams, I'm sure you've heard of Lisa Williams.
Yes, I know who she is.
She's
yes.
British, and she's people call her a clairvoyant. Now, as far as I know, she is clairvoyant, as luck would have it. So it does make sense that they call her a clairvoyant, but they should actually call her a clairvoyant medium, because mediumship is not clairvoyance. You can be a clairvoyant without necessarily being a medium.
Right. So, what kind of things do clairvoyants see?
Okay. The range is huge. It really differs from clairvoyant to clairvoyant. Some would see images in their mind's eye, more like brief images or like snapshots or like flashes. And others see it more like a movie, like a, you know,
like I do a movie. I do a little movie thingy, little old movie.
Yeah. So you see like a visual little story playing in your head.
Right.
And then, often, a lot of the stuff that clairvoyants see is symbolic. Like, I know, for instance, that John Edward, the psychic, he's an American guy, right? John Edward.
Yes.
He's clairvoyant, and when he does readings, for instance, he sees different color roses that mean different things. You'll often hear him, see him in his TV show saying, they're showing me pink roses, which means that they, they love you. Or I think, and when it's white roses, it means it's an anniversary. Things like that. I can't remember exactly what colors. Something that I do remember about him is that he said in some interview that he recently started seeing blue roses, and they're usually a glass rose, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And that is usually for somebody that died recently, if I remember correctly. So, and how he explained it is pretty much how it happened for me as well, is that, you know, with time you figure out what the different stuff means.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the beginning you have no clue why you're seeing a blue rose, for instance. So with time, so you sort of test it, you throw it out, you say to the client or wherever you're reading for, I see a blue rose, and they say, well, I don't know what that means. And then, but then you see after a few readings, you notice that every time a blue rose comes up, you find out that the person died very recently. And then you put two and two together and you figure out. Why
you
have
it
to
out.
See it symbolically, I don't know. I think it's that we don't overload, so that we can still deal with this information, but in a safe way. I don't
right.
know. That's how I've made it out for myself.
And we need to be responsible, like you said before, in things.
Yes, so you have to make a conscious effort to develop this ability and to train yourself, basically, that you understand what your symbols mean, because it's almost like a personal vocabulary that you develop.
You know, I want to ask you something, and there's some words here you might need to help me out with, but sure. But I do know, it's actually some of the things, because we could do a two-show on this one. It's, you know, that you sent me some really good points, I want to tell you, thank you, in bullets, and it's at the very end, if we had time, but this is interesting, because the clairification.
Okay.
What is that?
Yes, that's the lesser known ones. Like I said, the three main ones that everybody knows is clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience, which is
right.
See, hear, and feel. But then you also have, like we said, clairempathy, clairtangency,
right.
which is the touching, the psychometry thing. And then, there's a fourth one. Fourth
tasting,
one.
Tasting, and...
No, claircognizance, which a lot of people also, it's also very common. Like clairsentience, claircognizance is very, very common, and that is clear knowing.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you have seen a lot of psychics on TV that would do these, they're very brave to do that kind of thing, but they do these shows where people would ask them questions and they would just throw out the answers.
Right.
You would have a woman putting up a hand and say, is my husband still alive? And then the psychic or the medium would say, yes, he is.
Just quickly, I mean, being able to just get right out there.
It's like, because with claircognizance, you just know the answers to things. You just know stuff. And
it's
you
a
no
knowing. Just I just it's a knowing. Like I would say, I just know what I know.
You don't know how
it comes out.
Yes. So that is also a very common one. And then we have the clairaliens.
Now, that's the one I'm a little bit confused about.
I think it's actually more like, I just pronounce it more like clairalliance, I think, because it
sounds prettier. What is that?
It's a clear smelling.
Okay, I thought it was clear scent, they used to call it. Did they used to call it clear scent? See, you guys, I was talking about this earlier.
Yeah, but you see, this is where the confusion comes in.
Yeah.
Clairalliance has more than one name, because people call it clairalliance.
Okay.
They call it clairolfaction. Which
okay.
is closer to the English, olfaction, olfactory smelling. And then there's also clairessence. That all three mean exactly the same thing. So
they're smelling. They're all smelling.
They're all smelling is exactly the same thing. It's just different names for it.
Okay. God, see, geez. Well, Anton, why are they different names like that? Is it because of different areas where people come? I mean, I'm curious.
It's
why?
Because people have such diverse opinions, belief systems, different
so
experiences.
Okay.
And you see, this is sort of, sometimes I'm a bit defensive because I think it's a little like a divide and conquer thing, because I believe the skeptics and the scientists who are opposed to these things that we are talking about, they confuse us even more, because there's not like a whole scientific system around this. You know, there are not this whole school of thought out there, scientists doing sort of research and coordinating with each other like they do with other fields of study, so that we can develop sort of a dictionary of terms that we can all agree on, you know, and that is partly based on research findings. So we basically, the us poor spiritual community or New Age community or psychic community, whatever you want to call us, we sort of have to depend on our own devices. So we have to make sense of the out of these things about from the limited research that's out here and the books that we write. And so we read each other's books and we try and figure out, and we sort of give things names because we have these experiences. We're not sure what to call it. And maybe there was a lady somewhere that was having all these smelling experiences. She didn't know the term clairaudience, and she thought, well, what can I call this? They call it clairvoyance, so I might as well clear it. Clear smelling doesn't sound nice. Let's call it clair olfaction. I don't know how it came about.
You know, but that's the thing. So that's where I got – well, how many senses are they adding to us? You know, like there's only – that's where I – like for me, I do – I have a smell thing going – well, I don't smell, but, you know, I smell. But I thought it was always clair scent, for instance. But now this is the thing I think I'm getting confused. Yes. So they have these three – for one, those three different ones right there that have to do with the smell, right? What we need to do is – because that confuses – because I go, well, okay, you're adding up this. If I see these different wordings that mean the same scent, well, then – I'm seeing, well, how many 9, 10, 11, 12 senses do we have now? Did we add on? Do you follow me?
Well, I mean, actually, yes, now I understand what you're saying, but basically there's just the five. We've got the seeing, the hearing, the feeling, as in touch. We've got the smelling, and we've got the tasting. There's another one, clairgustance, which is taste. Yes.
So how do we know? So to get away from all these wordings, for instance, if you were me, what would you – okay, I thought it was clair scent. I pick up on smells pretty well, like my, you know, for reasons, whatever. What would I use if I wanted to put that on my bio? Which one would I pick? I mean, instead of picking, you know?
Okay, here's a nice practical tip. You know what I do? Because I also experience smells, but not very commonly. So I don't really sort of, you know, make a big deal of it because it's very seldom that it happens. But what I do is, if I'm not sure what to call something, I Google it.
And when you Google, and I got clair scent.
No, but listen. When you Google, when you look at your Google results, always at the top, Google shows you how many pages has that word on it.
Okay, I got it.
You will find, if you Google all these terms, you will find that clairaudience is the one that's used most by most people.
Okay, I got it. And that sounds lovely, too. I like it the way it sounds.
Well, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that's how I understood that.
No, I follow you, but it's funny because this is all new. We didn't even talk about this. I just thought clairscent, but it was so clair. Okay, I got it. I hope everybody else is listening to this because this is where I think everybody's getting confused. Well, what, three of them could mean, is this the way people have been making the word into? It's not always that. It's almost like that one particularly. There's three ways of focusing on the different ways of the words.
Yes. And like I said, I think it's just because we often have to rely on our own devices, you know,
right,
to figure out why we see and feel these things and to give it names and so that we can communicate with each other. Because if you know, how do I explain to you I've just had a clairvoyant experience if I don't have a name for it, you know? So we have to have
right. So what about physical sensations? Do clairsentience feel? We've already talked about that, but they also.
What I would actually want to look at is maybe if we can talk for a moment is why we have these different experiences.
Okay, great.
And my personal, you know, why is it different for everyone? Because by the way, you know, it is actually quite rare for a psychic or a medium or a psychic medium. It's very rare to have all the clair senses equally strong. In fact, I don't think I've ever read or heard of anybody like that. Everybody has one or two that are dominant, and then they might have another one or two that's secondary, you know, or supportive to that. But you don't. It's hardly ever that you find that they will be equally strong in a person. Like in my case, you know, I I'm an empath as well. My strongest clair senses are clairsentience, which includes the clair empathy that we talked about, and also clair cognizance, where clairvoyance and clairaudience is like secondary to me. Now, you find with most people that it's, you know, that way. And I believe it's that way because we are different. We're obviously unique because if you look at, it's the same thing in normal perception. You know, if you ask a typical teacher, you know, about learning styles, they will tell you that research has shown that 40% of the general population is more sensitive to sight, or they're more visually inclined. So 40% of all learners or students would prefer to learn in a visual way. They like to see pictures and images and that kind of thing.
Right.
Then 30 to 40% of the population is more into touching or feeling. So mm-hmm. for that kind of student, you would give like models and stuff to touch with their hands because, you know, they just learn faster that way. It doesn't mean they don't learn through seeing and listening, but that's their preferred learning style. And then lastly but not least, it's 20 to 30% is auditory sound.
Sound.
That is why you would find that more people would have clairsentience and clairvoyance than people would have clairaudience. Their audience is
Got
more
it.
Scarce. It just makes sense from that perspective. Something else that they've done this experiment just to show you how people are different in their perception, their normal perception. And therefore, it would be the same with people who have developed psychic senses. They did an experiment where they put light through a prism. You know when they put light through a prism and then it breaks up into the colors of the rainbow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they did an experiment. They did that and they had the full color spectrum projected onto a piece of white paper. And then they had test subjects. They had to take, you know, a pen or a pencil or whatever, and they had to mark the limits of each of the color sections on the rainbow that they saw on the paper. Do you understand? So they would mark this.
Yes,
the blue
I'm
goes from
you,
year
yes.
to year. The violet goes from year to year. And it was amazing what they found. They found that people see differently. Even normal sight, we see differently. Some people saw a bigger portion of red. Some mm-hmm. people saw more violet. So if that happens in a normal spectrum of light vibration, obviously it will also differ between people with the psychic senses.
Absolutely. That's you know, that's a very good point. You know, we don't have much time, and I wanted to ask you, I know there's so much stuff because I know the scientific explanation is pretty cool, but pineal gland and all that. What can we
yes.
get out in the matter of minutes that we have left, Anton, that you think is really important?
Okay, there's two very important scientific facts that I want to share with people tonight.
Okay.
That's going to open their eyes.
Okay.
You've heard that a lot of people say that clairvoyance is connected to the pineal gland. I believe that all the clair senses of most of them are connected to the pineal gland. For a long time in science, scientists didn't know what the pineal gland does. They thought it was a vestigial organ. Vestigial means it's like your appendix or your wisdom teeth. It's something that we don't use anymore because we've outgrown it in our evolution. So they thought the pineal gland was vestigial. But then they discovered, no, this little gland, which is about the size of a pea, it's right in the middle of your head, and it's just above the level of your eyes. This little gland excretes certain chemicals, melatonin, I think it's called, which has to do with your sleep. And your sleep pattern, the fact that we go into REM sleep, that we have dreams.
Right.
It's got something to do with your dreams, all of that. And we still don't know why we sleep. We still don't know why we dream. If you look at it from a purely scientific perspective. Obviously, there's a spiritual side to all of this, which I'm not looking at the moment. So, and there was this scientist, I think it's a Dr. Strasberg. I just want to find his name. Yeah, I think it's Strasberg. He did research, and he basically... exposed his subjects to a psychedelic drug called DMT. And the moment they had these drugs, they were exposed to these drugs, they all kind of had similar experiences to what people would have when they have near-death experiences. You know, you often hear of people on their deathbed, they have visions, they see family members who have passed, all of that, they hear angelic music, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All these test subjects had similar experiences. They saw and heard and felt things. And he believes that the pineal gland has to do with it's like a connect. It's some sort of like transmitter or something that connects us to the other side somehow, and that
right.
it has to do with DMT. But there's a lot of controversy about it in the field of science because they say it's never been proven that the pineal gland actually secretes DMT. But what Strasberg, this doctor, said is that it actually secretes other chemicals that, if you put it together, it makes DMT.
So there's sure some, exactly, that's a good yeah. that's a good thing to. The science is maybe crossing into it a little bit in the way that you're talking about is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And then the other thing I want to throw at you quickly, did you know that there's more to your gut feelings and to so-called these intuitive feelings that we get in our gut, these hunches, that
yeah.
there's a scientific proof for that? because did you know that your brain tissue and your stomach tissue, your gut tissue, develops out of the same clump of tissue when you're an embryo? It's the same thing, and then it is separated into two by the spinal cord. And also your brain is and your stomach is connected by the spinal cord. And therefore, for instance, that is why depressants, antidepressants and stuff work, because it's absorbed. You actually have a second brain. Your stomach is known, and this is a scientific fact. This is not a theory. This is fact. Your stomach is made of the same tissue as your brain. Your stomach has actually, if you put the esophagus and all of the other parts of the stomach together, it has more neurons than your brain. As far as if I remember now correctly what I read, but you have a second brain, and that's your stomach. And therefore, they've also done experiments that the stomach can think for itself. Like when somebody has brain damage and they can't eat anymore, if they put a hole in a certain place, the stomach remembers how to eat because it has a brain. It has neurons of its own, like the brain has.
That's interesting. I can't wait to. I'm going to share that book with my daughter. Well, that book too. Also, probably maybe we talk about that because that's fascinating to me. You know, Anton, I need to. You know, we need to. I need to stop. Unfortunately, I don't want to stop. I want to have you on again because I think we could go even, we need to go even more into this, but I think that you got a lot of great information out to people that I think was pretty clear. You got it pretty clear. I hope I guided you all right, but, and also Anton is in Africa, and I really appreciate you staying up late like this, Anton. I really, really do, and I know everybody else does. And I really thank you. And you are an authentic psychic and remarkable in every way. I mean, really. And we, according to me and everybody else, really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule because I know you're really busy. And the time is like, what is it, 4 a.m? But,
no, it's not that late. It's almost 3:00, yeah.
Well, that's good enough, but you're really a trooper. So
Anton,
really thank you. But you can find out more about Anton St. Martin at http://Anton, A-N-T-H-O-N, Saint, it's all one word, Saint S-T Martin MARTEN.com. But his contact information is also on our guest page forever at psychicaccesstalkradio.com as well. So Anton, thank you so much. And maybe you'll be up for doing this second part. Maybe we can do this if you're up for it. I'll approach you.
Yes, of course, we can always do it. Just let me know. Yeah.
I'll let you
I
know.
Knew we,
I'll
I
ask
knew
you.
it will not even closely get to everything. So I just
but we did
to
a lot.
Touch on some
we did
of
a lot.
Highlights.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, yeah, Anton, so much. You're a dear.
It's a pleasure, Maureen. Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks for asking me. Bye-bye.
Oh, I didn't want him to leave. Okay. Okay. So everybody, you got that. And I think a lot of you know he was one of the original co-hosts on the show here too, Anton. And he also works at Psychic Access and he runs Psychic Bloggers. So in the meantime, I would like to take a moment to make a few announcements. And so please visit our psychicbloggers.com, which Anton is doing a great job over there. And so if you go to the site, you can learn everything from the reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development and all sorts of wonderful things. If you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com where you will find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and choose from the list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. And Anton as well is over on the site. I just want to make a little point there. And also, this is very, very sincere to Doug, and it is an honor working with Doug. I've known him for a very, very long time. I'm growing old knowing him. But, you know, working with Doug at Psychic Access is because of the high expectations required of each psychic. You know, I really have a lot of respect that he is very clear about that. So all of us, again, are at Psychic Access. All of us here at Psychic Access, Doug. TalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access. And so if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us. Once again, PsychicAccess.com. We would just love to hear from you. By the way, there's a very good opportunity here. Site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. So for more details, visit http://psychicaccess.com/webmasters. Okay, if you would like our if you like our show and love it, and you just can't live without, please invite your friends again to join us in our chat room, because I'm not in there right now. And hi to everybody, but there's a really great feeling and energy going on in there when you're in there. Really, if you feel scared or everybody's welcoming and really loving with caring hearts in there. So there's something for everybody. So please spread the word. We'd very much appreciate it. And your dogs can be on your lap while you're in there too. You know. So now. The call-in number, if you're ready for the readings at the end of the show, you know, about the time we do it, is 724-444-4851. So I'll be giving that out later too. But now's our time for the fun time with my co-host. Hi, co-host. Hosts. Hi.
Hello.
Co-host.
Oh, hello there.
There you are. Hey, so low. So quiet.
Great show.
Yeah, and Anton's is great. Yeah, he's very educated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and him and I could get going. The subject would go around. So, but I hope we got a lot out that was useful. But Sharon, hi Sharon.
Hi, that was an amazing show. I loved it.
And the show's still going too, so it's still getting amazing. So Sharon, tell me what hilaire is used when someone shows up from the other side for you.
Well, see, I wrote that question, and I thought I would get the answer, and I think I did. I think it's clairvoyance.
Wrong. No, I'm joking.
Wrong. No, am I? Am I wrong?
No, I'm messing with you, Sharon. I'm messing with you completely. I'm sorry. You know my sense of humor.
No. I mean, I could be wrong.
Was I supposed to ask you that to see if you could find, is it like a test question?
It was a question that said, okay, so if you're a medium and you're seeing on the other side, what would I, you know, because you guys were so good on there, I kind of figured it out. Yeah, it was one of those, I'll get the answer.
Actually, I will ask it, we'll email it. I think that sounds right to me, but.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one, because that means you're paying attention, and I think that we'll find that out. I see how you were asking that. That's interesting. I like how you did that. I'm sorry I didn't.
No, it's okay. It's just me.
Well, that's a good point.
So that's what I think it is.
So, next week we'll mention if she got an A or B or C. I'm sure you got an A, Sharon. Well, thank you. That was very interesting. I like how you did that. Okay. Nancy, I have one for you, and it goes like this.
Well, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Now, brace yourself, Nancy. I'm going to ask you, can you tell us what happened when you realized you were, here we go with this word, Claire.
A big word.
I didn't. What do you call this? Now, this is the thing. This is that nice wording he used in a different.
Claire, I call it Claire.
It's audio. I mean, it's audio. It's audio tape. It's a hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. But you say it's Claire. I like these beautiful names. And like I said, this is, tonight was even more new.
Yeah.
So when did you first? What happened when you first realized that you were Claire audience? Well, see, you could audio. You know what I mean. Spell it out.
Yeah. Claire to hear.
Yeah, Claire to hear. Hear Claire to hear. And so when did you first realize? What happened to make you aware?
Well, I was always hearing things, but they're always very low and muffled. And there was a point in my life when I lived in a certain house, and the house has since burnt down. I think there was a lot. I think it was haunted or something. But anyway, it was getting so bad, I was hearing things all the time, and I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would hear things, but I could never make out the words, but I would hear music and all that kind of stuff, and it was so bad that I actually booked myself for a hearing test.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, and so I went to the, you know, my hearing test came, I said, I'm either losing my hearing or I'm going crazy. So they did the hearing test, and at the end they said, well, your hearing is perfect. I said, so I'm going crazy then. So then I realized there was something more going on, and then there was always such a weird feeling in that house, and then I heard after I'd moved out that the house burnt down. It was just weird. Yeah. strange.
Well, you know, isn't weird part of the norm for us?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, you know, I appreciate that you brought that up, because that is interesting. And I don't hear voices. I don't get, well, I hear lots of voices in my own head telling me off, but no, my own voice is telling me off. But, you know, I don't get the angels and guides and, like, you know, you do the, and I'm not saying that that just doesn't happen, but I always kind of thought it'd be nice if I could, but I guess that's not my Claire thingy going on in that sense of the word. Sense? See, I'm really making, no pun intended, but Nancy, thank you. That was very, I like that, but then it's sad, burnt down, but that, there's something interesting. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
But then
something.
They built a new house, and it was much nicer, so.
Well, then maybe that's what it's all about. Yeah. Yeah, but that's great. I like that. Phil Powers, are you there?
I think so, yeah.
Hi, Phil, all powerful. This is, is it important to know which Claire's you use? I mean, which Claire's you use? Is it important for you to tell, I don't know what, maybe to tell people, or which for you to know? How important?
I think it is to a point, but the more you know about how you get your information, or the different ways that one can receive the information, can be actually very helpful. It can open some doors for self-development. And I think once you know how you're getting your information, you can develop that one skill more. And on the other hand, there could be ones that you never tried before.
Or you weren't open to it before.
Or you didn't know about. So yeah, you could try to strengthen them. So I don't know, like an analogy, I guess, is I used to coach a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only four things you do. It's run, catch, throw, and hit. And so with the little kids, whatever they were the worst at is what you'd have them focus on so they could pull it up.
Yeah. And they'd be challenged to kind of, is that what you're saying? Like challenged?
Yeah, to try to pick up your weakest link. So if you're clairvoyant and you didn't know about another Claire, you could go try it and see if you can open that up.
If it resonates. Well, not
if it resonates.
No, I'm sorry. But also, like Anton was saying, it would be awful to be all the, we can't always be all the Claires. We probably, my head spins even thinking about all these names. Well, I am in the same, but my head spins with these words, like those audio, too many words. That's what I'm thinking. We need to stop this, everybody.
Yeah.
We come up with all one word amongst ourselves for everybody, because for the Claire audio, that's right, the ones, there's three of them. I mean, Claire scent. No, it's the smell. Oh, God, I'm going to be
it's insane.
Smell.
Yeah, it's
insane, and it's gone. I don't know what these people. What are you? It's not you in the chat room, everybody. Don't get me wrong. But thank you, Phil. That was good. That was a good thing, and I can't wait to get to resonation. But okay, Sharon. I'm heading on Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Now I have to tell you that Anton's in the chat, and he did say that it would be clairvoyance.
Okay.
If so I saw their faces and stuff.
So you get an A+, because he even said, thank you, Anton.
Yippee.
Yippee for Sharon. Well, Sharon, that's good. I'm really proud of you. You're going to get one of those little things on your head, a star, gold star.
First time.
No, you get them. What is the strangest thing that has ever happened to you with someone coming on to you from the No, as far as coming from the other side, and what Claire would that be? I like how you're pointing things out. This is interesting.
I'm testing yourself. I know. Yeah, yeah.
You're learning. Well, it's great.
I think I mentioned this before, but once I was doing a reading on someone, and the person on the other side stuttered, and I started to stutter. So I couldn't get the words out because I was stuttering, and I got out to her, did this person stutter? And she said, yeah, so she was laughing, right? So isn't that interesting? Now, what is it?
I think it's fascinating. You're right. You don't. Well, that would be. Then
that
you're
going
to tell
a physical one.
That's right. Good. You pay attention to Anton, and that's what Anton really made it clear. That's what I liked about, because I didn't really think about it. It is a physical. It's
yeah,
the physical.
It's a physical one.
So what would that be now, Nancy? What are you going to say? It's called the physical part of the component of. Oh, yeah, well, never mind. Anton.
Okay. Anton will answer in a second, yeah.
No, but I think that's really interesting because Anton and I were really talking a long time the other day about how it's different. I finally figured out, oh my God, you're right. The paranormal or the getting the aspiration. And that's something I never thought about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So with what you're saying, Sharon, the strangest thing is someone
someone on the other side that passed over stuttered.
Stuttered.
I didn't know this, but when I was talking to the client, I started to stutter, and I couldn't get the reading out. So I was like,
so stuttering.
Yeah. And I'm going, did this person stutter? Like, I got that out, and she goes, yes, and she laughed.
So that's a good one, though, and if Anton can answer, because that's not really physical, or is it? That's an interesting one, because physically, you know what I mean? You weren't
touched. I think he said that person that heals people, or like some kind of person that does, like, knows of diseases in people and stuff, but that was different.
Yeah.
That was different.
This is interesting. I'm loving this show. Anton's still there. I'm really happy he is. Nance, thank you, Sharon. That was cool. I like how you're approaching these things. It's really neat. You have this little authentic touch going on. I figured it out.
Okay.
Nancy, can you describe one of your clairsentient, very personal clairsent? Wait, is that the one I started talking about? That's the smell thing for me.
Yeah. Clairaudience?
I think you changed it. I know. I'm sorry, I changed it. So what is it that you mean by that? The one, because I changed
one.
It. It is a smelly one. So I put clairsense.
But it also has, there's like three different names.
There's three. That's the one. The smelly one has three. So
yeah, it's a smelly.
So what's the experience? Because I have that thing going on too. So I'm looking forward to hearing your thing on that. So what experience is that? That was very personal. Can you tell us? Will you share that with us, please?
I will share, and it's very interesting because my mom died about 2.5 years ago, and she died. I'm in Canada, and I live in a different province than her, and I wasn't there when she died, and all this. So, you know, I go home for the funeral, and we do all that, and then I come back here, and I'm alone in the house. We live in the country in the middle of nowhere, and it's about 10 o'clock at night, and my husband's out of town, so I'm alone here with the animals, and I don't drink coffee, and I never did, and all of a sudden, I could smell coffee all throughout the house, and I think when my mom, you know, I believe that
that was her way of getting to you, the coffee smell.
Over, and there was that snapshot of time where they, you know, that they, yeah, she came, the coffee, and I, you know, and then for a little while I don't smoke, and nobody smokes in the house. It was cigarettes, and she smoked and stuff, so I was always getting these smells, and it was so strange because the house was so quiet and there was no smells, only my smelly animals. But
I can really relate to that. Like your mom's coffee.
Of coffee. And
that's beautiful.
So it was really kind of nice, but it was, yeah.
Well, you know, that's like, I've talked about this before, you guys, and I can really
resonate. So that was my experience.
Yeah, and that was her thing. It's like my grandmother, I told you about that Avon. I've talked about it a million times, that Avon rub-on awful perfume.
Uh-huh.
But that smell, I remember my granny where it was there, and that's what's so interesting. It wasn't like I smelled brownies or something, but that was her thing, that my little granny, not, you know, little thing, that smell, the Avon rub-on, terrible smelling perfume. But that was her thing, and that's how I knew it was her. And it's just like you're saying, it's pretty weird when that happens, though, isn't it? It's kind of like, wow. And I can appreciate that, because that's how my thing would come about. It's not like I smell a wolf and like silver wolf. No, I'm joking. Phil. Hi, Phil Powers.
Wow, you two. I can't keep a straight face.
I know I can see you right now because I can't see y'all seeing, and I'm looking at you right now. Phil, do you think psychic abilities are overcategorized?
Extremely.
Do you? And why is that?
I do. I just think it's human nature to overcategorize things.
So even with your everyday lifestyle of, like, you know, paying bills, that's overcategorized. I'm not joking.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was young, which was a long time ago, I grew up in Salem, Mass., you know, home of the witch trials, fairly metaphysical place to live. And the only buzzwords I recall were ESP or Sixth Sense. And if you did it for a living, you were categorized as a psychic or a medium, and it was all that simple. And if you went to a psychic, you didn't care how they got their information as long as it was correct. So I do think they kind of.
You're right. I think you're right, too. And that's why I think my head was spinning. And I was talking to Anton. There's so many, especially three words, so, the smell. Yeah. Come on. And it's like your head starts spinning.
Yeah, they got them all overlapping and everything.
I think we're just getting a little bit word happy. But Anton actually, and I agree with you because I always be clairvoyant. I thought, but Claire said, yeah, and I'm really glad. And I'm going to be typing up something in, but I agree with you on that aspect. I think we need to get down to, and I'll be the judge. And we're going to use this. No, I think it's true. And maybe our heads should stop spinning. We could just get on with our senses.
Yeah, but Anton's got it all down. He knows which one's which and what goes to what.
No, but Anton has a lot of good. But it needs to be able to feel like you. It's understandable because it is difficult. So yeah, I agree with that. So Sharon, do you think that there are more Claires to come? Oh God. God, no, help me.
Well, you know what? Now that he said there's only five, that makes a lot of sense. So it's just everybody running around. Yeah. Everybody running around making all these other ones, right?
Making more words that mean the same thing. More.
Yeah.
It's true because we only have, like Doug and I were talking about, it, we only have five senses that we use. Mm-hmm. And there's, I mean, that's, unless God's going to add some more to us, we don't know. I haven't filled it, but. But yeah, Anton made a good clear point on that one. I agree with that because, and Doug did too one day when I was talking to him because it is what it is. Until we get another cymbal or drum or something, a sense is a sense. And I sense, yeah. And we were talking about that senselessness. And
now I wonder if your name is Claire, if you're automatically clairvoyant.
Well, I was going to call my daughter Claire, and then I just like that old. She's an old-fashioned Claire, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should find that out. We could seek that. We'll go seek our journey on that one.
Okay.
I like that. So, Nancy, how did you discover you had the Claires?
Well, I think like all of us, and you know, we didn't always realize that we had things or gifts that we could use, and
Oh, we're losing her. Did I lose me or did I lose her? Hello?
I think we lost.
Nancy, we didn't really lose you. You're kind of like in between worlds, I think. That's okay. We can't hear you, really. It's like you're singing, but I think I'm making out what she says. That she really
thought that
kind of spooky.
All of these things were normal. And I think I started to discover that maybe I looked at things a little bit differently after my first divorce when, you know, you
yeah. Yeah, I guess, well, I've never been divorced, but I've never been divorced, everybody.
Oh, okay.
But no, I know, but you would start, but, you know, I'm
sorry.
I'm
older
than
you.
Yeah, no, Nancy, we were hearing you through Nancy, there's something interesting. You're in between worlds is what you're doing. In between Claire's.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, no, you got the rest of it out, you were saying, and it came out, you know, that's another Claire in and out, going through in between worlds.
I think so, that's a new Claire, but you kind of think that people know, you know, sense things and feel things the same way you do, and then, you know, you end relationships with people thinking that they know how you feel and stuff, and they don't because, you know, so I think when you start to have breakdown in relationships, I think that's when I started to realize that, okay, maybe I do think and feel differently, and not everybody, you have to actually say it to people for them to get it and not just think it.
Well, you know, what do you think about what...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to you. You always make sense to me, but there's somebody here that's meant, you guys can see it, clairvacant. No clear senses. Do you think we're... Sorry. I'm not going to say you did that, but touche for you, Dee. And, you know... but, yeah, or senseless. But, you know, it is... No, it makes sense, to be serious, yes. I think this is a really great thing that we're doing because now we all respect our clairs. And we can't... It's just for each of us. You know, it's just... It's spinning our head. You know, I think it's all the media. I don't know. But, So, you know, I think I want to give out that number again, or even in the chat room, shall I give out that number for readings? I think I haven't done it again, have I recently? Well, maybe I'm confused. I got so excited about declares and numbers. But to call in for a reading from one of our levels, the number to call in is 724-444-4851, and you will be placed Oh, the caller's already calling in. So, okay. And we do ask that you just ask specific questions, as you know, and we do have callers waiting. So we're going to start taking calls now, everybody. And just be patient, but try to have a one direct, because it will really help us focus in, because we'll have to get through as many calls. We want to get to everybody, okay? Anton, I'm so glad you're here. I just want to say that. So we do have a caller, and we're going to just start up on the callers. Okay, okay, Pat, Phil Powers and girls, yeah?
Yeah.
Sharon's going to be here from Arkansas. Sharon, hi, Arkansas.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi, Arkansas. Hi.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Sharon here.
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Good. Did you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, just a real simple question. I've talked to several people about me and my ex getting back together. I've been told July 1st to August. I'm kind of, I'm just wondering if it's going to happen, or do I just need to go ahead and work on moving on? I just,
Okay. The first thing I feel is that sometimes an ex is an ex for a reason, you know, and has he changed that much? Like, that's what I want to ask you. I feel there was some kind of there was some kind of problem more so than just the relationship. I don't know if it was like an addiction or I'm just feeling something extra on the relationship that kind of burdened it, and I'm feeling that's gone now. Is that correct?
He doesn't have any issues. I don't, as far as addictions or anything. Not
okay, because I kind of see something that was a problem in the relationship, and it was like the elephant in the, you know, in the living room kind of thing. And I'm kind of feeling that might not be gone yet. So it could be just the part of you that the reason you broke up with him or something isn't broken up, isn't gone. Now I keep going to Christmas, and I don't know why I keep seeing Christmas lately, but and just over the new year, and I'm feeling you're gonna give it a try, right? And only you know if it's worth the fight. You know, it's gonna take work, it's gonna take sorting out, and part of you is just tired of the whole thing. So, you know, if you really want it, and I'm feeling there's other people influencing you for this, then go for it. Try, think clearly when you're going through it, though. Don't wear rose colored glasses. Okay? Does that help?
Okay.
Yeah, just be clear when you're in it, okay? Thank you. Okay, you take care.
That was a really great. That was lovely. Nancy's having a little bit of technical problems because she lives in a beautiful country, but Nancy is next for the reading, and Nancy is in Washington. Hello, Washington.
Hello.
Hi, and Nancy, are you with us right now? And if Nancy is not, because she can't help it, really, because she... But Phil, how would you like to take Washington if Nancy...
Hi.
Oh, Nancy's here. Sorry,
Nancy. Oh, Nancy's back.
Hi, Nancy. Nancy, this... go ahead. I didn't get her name. Your name, I'm sorry. But Nancy, you can go for
that.
Can
you hear me? Yeah, I'm here. I'm back. I'm in between...
Between worlds. Yeah, you both go for it.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Good. And did you have a question?
I do. Do you see what kind of training I will be receiving or what business I will be going into exactly and how soon that will be?
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. And you were off work with some health issues?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a partner in your life right now?
Yes.
Okay, because the lover's card came up, and it's, so are things going well in that department? They must be.
I'm sorry?
Are things going well in your relationship?
not really.
Okay, well, there's some I'm getting a lot of different signals here. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, there's a lot of negative cards, but at the same time, when I see something like that, and what I'm getting is that there's a lot of change happening. So even though right now there's a lot going on, there's a lot of positive things coming, there's life-changing things coming. So there's somebody new, I shouldn't say this, but there's going to be a change in your relationship. Either the one you're in now is going to get better, or there's someone else. And I right now with the employment, there's a kind of were you offered something that you didn't really want to do?
No, not yet. I haven't been offered anything.
Hello?
No, not yet. It hasn't.
Okay.
It hasn't changed.
So things yet are going kind of slow there for you.
Very slow.
Okay.
I'm still in the process of two doctors more.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of five, so I'm thinking within. I don't feel anything before Christmas, but maybe in like the early winter. And I think that it's something where you're going to be doing something totally different from what you did before, but somewhat related. And I think was there some kind of entrepreneurship you were interested in?
I have no idea what kind of entrepreneurship, but I could see me doing something like that.
Yeah, and I think that you're going to take the gifts that you have and help others do, because what's happening now, there's a major change going on. So I think that whatever you're doing, there's going to be, some changes coming up. And I think what's going to happen, some of them are emotionally connected to your relationship and other things in your life. And so there's issues that you need to deal with first before the transition to the employment work is going to happen. And that's kind of been holding things back a little bit. There's some unfinished things that's kind of keeping you from opening doors to other parts of your life. So I think that there's stuff that has to be dealt with first. But I see within like a 5-month period, you moving into something that's going to be where you're independent, you're working for yourself, but at the same time, you're working with people. So I think you're sharing your skills and your knowledge that you already have. So it's not a teaching kind of thing, but there's a sharing of knowledge that you'll be doing with other people. But there's some issues. It's not going to happen until the one issue in particular that you have to deal with before the other doors will open to you. Does that make sense?
Does somewhat. I do have knowledge to
share.
Can you
hear me?
I just don't know what. I said I do have knowledge to share. I just don't understand what knowledge I would be sharing.
Oh,
and you guys keep getting the lover part.
I'm having some technical issues, so I think the line's going dead.
Brats. Okay.
I hope. Did that work out? Did you guys get...
I'm not hearing very well.
Did you get any of that, the last part of what she said on your reading?
I will go into the archives and hopefully it'll be there.
Yeah, I think it will because I'm listening to it. I know you both, but I think I know you will. And you know where to go. Fast forward it up. You can get it to there. At 6:25. Look at my time is California, 9:25 your time, to East Coast. Because I heard you could hear each other, but I know you both can't, but I think you'll be able to understand it. I'm sorry about that. It's okay. We have technical. Sorry. Well, thank you for calling. And check out the
workout.
Thank
you, Nancy.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Hello. Sorry about the tech.
It's all right. It's your fault. We're going to get you later. But we have Phil, Michigan. Hi, Michigan. Michigan. Hi, Michigan.
Hello, Michigan.
Hi.
Wait for it. They're there. Hi, Michigan. Phil, take it from here. It's yours.
Hi, Michigan. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. How can I help? What's up?
I want to know about job and if I'm going to get remarried.
You want to know about a job, and if you're going to get remarried. All right, I'm going to toss a couple cards out here for you. All right, you've got a guy right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Fiery energy.
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to marry? Do you want to throw his name at me? And Martin. I'll just run it by the pendulum. What's his name?
Martin.
Martin? Are you in Martin? Ooh, yeah, that's a strong yes. Let me reconfirm. Yep, marriage looks good for your future. What was the part two? It looks, yeah. And you got happiness around the marriage too. Okay. So
you
that's,
know
that's,
how long
that's a good thing.
Before I get married or no?
Yes.
It'll be a couple years.
Oh, are you asking time frame?
Yeah.
When will you get married? Okay. Yeah, within 2 years, easy. I'm feeling like a year and a half-ish.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Does that sound right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So all is good on that front. And so just think positive there. Everything's going to go pretty good. Okay? And you wanted to know about a job. Was that your next?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see what we have on the job front for you. All right. It feels like you're not working now. Is that correct?
No. I've been helping my mom.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. All right, you're very boxed in right now. You actually can't go to work right now is what I'm getting. It's going to be a while.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so just be patient. You can't, so that's pretty much it on that side. There's too much interference around right now. And yeah. That's pretty much it. There's too much interference. You can't go back to work. Marriage is looking good in about a year and a half. So I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Night-night.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Phil. And the next caller is from New York and for me. Hi, New York. How are you? I love New York, New York. And I know they're there. Wait for it. New York. New York. Hiya, New York.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hi, New York. And what's your name?
Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. My name's Maureen, and I will be doing your reading for you right now.
Okay.
So I'm ready for you.
Question. I have a job-related question. I had an interview this week. I believe it was on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's the acupuncture chiropractor place. I'm wondering if I'm going to hear from them because I was seeing the guy's face in my head like right after the interview. So, and they showed me like around the place too.
Okay. So you, if for acupuncture, and you said something about the guys. Would you say the guys? There's more guys surrounding.
I saw the guy's face in my mind like right after the interview and like a little bit like that day.
Okay. Okay. So you. There's a position definitely open, and you're up for it. And I do. Did you try for something like this before recently, where you had a little bit of? It looks like a little short travel, or something. But the timing wasn't right. Or
yes, like it was like kind of close to home, but and it lasted like 2 or 3 weeks. It was like a medical receptionist job, and I didn't have experience or something, but
it was good to, you know what, sometimes the things we don't, even the negative can be positive. That's how I read, because what it did was it kind of threw you off your, what you thought was, you know, you've protected all the walls that you thought worked for you. So what it did was, you know, it's interesting, you're getting a lot of things around here. It's almost like there's a lot of things that aren't being really shown, like things aren't what they appear to be. And you talked about this, you really want this job right now, don't you, or this position to do what you want to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in healthcare, like I'm trying to volunteer right now, so I'm wondering if I'm going to hear from them.
Okay, you know, my feeling is you're going to hear from a male. It's funny. I mean, it's not
okay.
It's not that she's a bad, but I feel that the male, there's a man, he's a very spiritual man, and he looks like he's a, he could be into that work, but it'll be a man, and I think he's, it might be above, maybe he's a, I don't know who you spoke to or if it was the owner, but I feel this man might, it may be above her, or maybe he's the owner of several different,
do you follow? Like, he's the owner of the chiropractor.
Okay, you're going to be hearing from him, and that's going to be very good. He really, he's going to, and that would be lovely. That's going to just give you much more. He wants you. I feel you're going to hear from him, and he's a wonderful human being. He's been through a lot of hard times and some lessons, but he looks like a mature, a very spiritually, objectively advising type of man.
And very calm, very nice, very calm man, low key, low stress.
Yes, and he hasn't always, he's had some experiences of lessons that we all have, but he's in a real, he really wants, he really sees you as he does, and he's in, and I, whether he saw you, interviewed you, doesn't matter, he feels intuitively you're the type of person, and I feel you're going to be hearing from him, and I think it's going to be more of an opportunity than you even think, that will open up into being even more than what you just think it's going to be. This is fantastic.
So do you know when it's
going to
be?
I feel it's going to be within the next 7 days, within 7 to 8. I'm going to say 7 to 8. I know it sounds silly. 7 to 8 days. I could be wrong, but I do feel the timing. Yes.
And, I have another quick question. I know I ask this a lot, but it's about this man named Daniel, and I'm wondering if he's going to contact me.
You know, Daniel is having some real... You guys have had some real bad pain in the past, but it still is kind of like scarring you. Daniel's having issues, whether he contacts you or not. I suggest, if he does, focus on your new opportunity here, because he still looks like he's not the sort of person I think it would be healthy for you. He's still doing the work, okay? I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think that he may try, but if he even does try to... Don't put too much importance into it. I'm not saying to be mean, but for your own benefit, for your own well-being. He needs some more, because it wouldn't be a good experience for you to reconnect with him. I see right now he's still needing to get himself sorted out. He's still acting out on the lower vibration, I see. He's hurting too, but yeah, he could very well contact you, but I hope that you would...
I don't know what's going on with him.
He's having a rough time, and he's almost like that, like someone that's drinking too much, maybe. Womanizing verbally, not very nice. He would be completely opposite than you might remember him. He's having a rough time. I think he's going through a lot of... It's nothing to do with you. I just would let it be and let it go. I think it'll be a time where you'll be able to, but right now it's not a good time. You wouldn't want to be around his energy right now.
Really?
Okay. He needs to do some more work. I think he's a very caring person, but let him be for now. Mm-hmm. Be okay with that. It's not an ego. You try to let your ego away from that. It's not you. It's his deep, deep stuff that's going on. And
I haven't heard from him in a very long time. Like a very long time.
That's okay. He still has some time. He's still doing some stuff. But you have such a good opportunity going on with you. I say when you focus on that, I do see him coming around later, and he's still not well. Before you know it, but in the meantime, while he's doing his stuff, I'm not saying it's over or whatever for you, but right now you can't be in a healthy relationship, but you can be in a very good work in your passion. You're going to be great.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing, you know? Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I wish you well, and it's great. Good for you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sharon's up next. We have a call from Indiana.
Indiana. Hi, Indiana.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. My name is Joe, and I want to give a shout-out to all my peeps in the chat room. Anyway, I guess my question is, I have been single and not in a relationship for several years now, and I was just curious if you see anything changing in the near future or what it is that I'm projecting that's turning people off.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm feeling is that part of, like all of us, part of you is scared of being hurt, right? And there's once I think as you feel young. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm feeling. Are you in your like late 20s, early 30s? How old are you? Yeah. Okay. Because I'm kind of feeling as you get older, you're going to become who you're supposed to become, and you're going to be much more comfortable with yourself. And you're going to be, I'm feeling a lot of wisdom coming your way. A lot of, you're very smart. You're very book smart. You're very different than most people, I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you see things in a different way, and you see beauty in things where people miss it. You have a really, really good energy, what I'm feeling around you. And I think that kind of makes you uncomfortable in that you're not sure how to approach the others. Kind of, you know, I know that sounds weird, but and as you get, you're going to just get really, really, in the next few years, you're going to get really, really comfortable with who you are, and your strengths are going to come out. And you're going to start, I don't know if you're a teacher or something like that, but I'm feeling you're going to be, people are going to be coming to you, and your social life is going to get huge, and then I'm seeing you meeting someone. I kind of feel when I go to next year, 2012, it starts in February, and then again May, and then I'm feeling like sort of the rest of the year you're very, very, very comfortable. You just want to be happy, you know. And I'm feeling next year is a really good year for you, you know. But your strengths are coming out strong. Are you noticing that? Are you noticing that you're kind of coming around with certain things? Does that sound weird?
I guess I'm not really understanding what it is you're asking.
Okay. I'm feeling you're a teacher here on Earth, and I'm feeling that people will be coming to you for that thing that you have, that inner strength that you don't even know you have, kind of thing. And I'm feeling you getting out there more with that. And then once that happens, you're going to have so many people around you, and it's just, I just feel like you're going to meet someone, and it's just going to be really calm and sweet, and it's going to be a really nice relationship, and I believe it to be next year. So let go a bit of the fear, and you know, you just have really, really good energy. Okay, does that make any sense? You're going to know what I'm talking about as next year comes in.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling what you're talking about. Like, I know, like, at least in the work scenario, I mean, more and more people tend to be coming to me. And funny you mentioned a teacher, because I wanted to do that all my life and I never did, but that's another story. But
you are doing it. You're doing it in a way that shows others the way, you know. Sometimes the way to teach is to live our life in a way of authenticity. I know that's a funny word I can't pronounce, but, and you're doing that. And I think that, that's the best way to teach, you know? It's not always in a classroom. You have a lot of gifts. So pay attention to spirit, and really, really listen, because I'm feeling that they're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I hope you enjoyed this show, because it applies a lot to you, too.
Oh, okay? That show was awesome. Awesome,
it was
awesome,
good.
Awesome.
Okay.
We have another show just like it. So thank you very much.
So I'm going to let you go with that then. Is that okay? So we can get to our next caller.
Thanks.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
that
you.
Was nice of you to call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. And we have a call from Virginia for Nancy. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Nancy.
There she is.
Hi, how are you? I'm back.
Okay. I have
what
a question
could I do
for
you?
I have a question for you. There's some changes going on at work. I know that they're probably doing a move as far as where I'm concerned. I'm not too sure where I'm going. Do you see that as a good move? Is it a promotion? Is more money involved?
Okay, so I'm just doing a quick spread here. What does your gut tell you? We were talking about gut feelings tonight. What does your gut tell you? Because I'm seeing, yes, it's going to be a good move. I think you're afraid for the worst because, you know, we're always kind of doubting ourselves and our self-confidence sometimes. But the people around you think that you're this amazing worker, and I think that they recognize your strengths that you bring to the workplace. So the changes, the shifts that are going on around you, you're going to be included. Is that going to be a major
increase in pay or promotion right now, but they do see your potential, so you're going to start a stepping stone process. So you're going to move on to another position that is going to elevate you a little bit, and what's going to happen is as you learn more and more about the business, then you're going to see opportunities come open where you're going to be able to move ahead, because they really do appreciate the skills that you bring, and any doubts that you have about anything around you, just forget about them, because I think in the past there was some, I think it took you a while to settle in, or maybe you had doubts if you'd made the right choice, but I see all that behind you, and now this is like a new phase of growth for you with your employment, and there's nowhere to go now but up.
Great, that sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thanks, Nancy. I'm sorry.
Is that what you thought too?
Okay. I thought it was a good move.
Okay.
I was just more concerned for more of the financial aspect of it.
Yeah, no, there is going to be some, and then as time goes on. So, okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
I know it's so hard, you guys. We're getting to all. We want to get to everybody. We're just short on time, so we're doing the best we can. But we had the next call is for Phil from New Jersey.
Quickies.
Hi, New Jersey.
We're doing quickies.
We're quickies. Hi, New Jersey. Phil, New Jersey.
Hi.
New Jersey.
Real quick. My name is Deborah, and I'm always depressed and going through an emotional roller coaster. I really miss my best friend. I am by myself. Would I be hearing from her? And the second part is, why is my coworker or my job making me so uncomfortable?
Ooh. Yeah, she came up next to you. Sorry. all right. You're kind of an emotional roller coaster right now.
I feel like I'm in an emotional roller coaster, and I'm acting crazy. I miss my best friend, which was also my lover at one time, was also my best friend, everything. And I'm living in an area by myself with no one that I really know. And she lives, I was told that she's not with her friend anymore. She's back at home, and she's afraid to call me because she's ashamed of what she did. And, you know, a lot of drama, and I'm like, I could forgive her. I just want to know, when am I going to hear from her?
Okay.
I'm trying to talk
about what I've got first is the coworker. So that's a real quick. The coworker is sitting there poking you with a knife, kind of. So she just doesn't like you. Okay? And she's picking on your emotions all the time. As far as your friend goes, your friend messed up and really doesn't want to come back. I'm trying to use a pendulum here, and she or he, but the friend is afraid that they messed up and they don't want to take the first step. They think you won't forgive them. So I'm seeing you taking the first step would be a better course of action, and that would work out for you much, much better. Is it possible for you to take that step?
How? And I don't have a way.
Do you have a contact number? Do you have any way to get a hold of her?
Not really. I could go through her mom. I could go through other people. But I'm not sure if it's going to actually reach her.
You need to reach out to her is what I'm getting.
Okay. So I have to step out.
And that's going to help you with the emotional side of it, too. The coworker just doesn't like you a lot.
I don't even know why.
So just kind of stay strong there. Just let her know that you're well-balanced and she'll stop picking on you. Okay.
She's leaving soon, so okay.
Okay,
thank
so that'll
so
be good, and that'll be gone. So your life's going to start coming together a little better. You're going to be happier. The key for you is just to stay strong through this. If you got the strength card, just keeps coming up over and over. So stay strong through this, and just start thinking happier in general, okay? And go ahead and take that chance
really
to reach out
too.
And go get your old friend back. And it's going to be a little challenge to get her, but that's going to be well. So that's going to help you, too. Okay?
So I'm going to take the first step. And thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Well, thank you, Phil Powers. That was lovely. And
exactly.
And my call, I'm Texas. Hi, Texas. This is Maureen. I will be reading for you. Texas, Long Beach, Texas. Hi, Texas. I know they're there. I know Texas is there. I'm not on mute, no. Okay. Hi, Texas.
Hi there, how are you?
Fine, how are you? And what's your name?
My name is Miriam.
Miriam? Hi, Miriam. And what can I help you shed some light on for you?
Well, real quickly, just in a situation where I'm unable to move on only because I don't have answers, but there's a friend of mine who he and I reconnected after many years of not seeing each other, and we haven't really seen each other, but we had communicated on occasion, and we had agreed that that at some point we would meet and reconnect again to see where our relationship would evolve. Mm-hmm. And I was on that mentality where I was thinking that that would happen. Well, just recently I find out he's dating somebody else, and it threw me off the loop. So I just wonder where I went wrong or what happened and what his intentions are now.
Okay, I got it. And he obviously isn't honoring the agreement or what you thought was a mutual by choice, equal, agreement that you were talking about. And now, that's a kind of a bummer. Okay, and what's his name? So I can name him, call him by something. You can call him any name you want. But
his name is Eric.
Well, you know what I mean. That's not too disgusting. Any name, so I can address him. How about, you want to give him me one?
I can think of many.
I know you can. That's why I said, but anything with I'll just say, what's his fanny? No, I won't say what's his fanny, but I do that with girls. You know what? This is the thing. If he's with someone, this is who I feel that this person he's with is by no means in a very stable frame of mind. And I don't know if you know anything about her, but I see you as a woman who has a strength available for anything that comes your way. Now, I want to ask you about, there's something about springtime that looks like there was like a trying to have a new start or something. I don't know. It could be past 20 years. No, not that. But maybe this past spring, but something about April, March, late March, April comes up to me. What was going on in that time period with you and him last late April, March? I say it upside down, Alexis, dyslexic. March and April. Late March, April. What was happening? Was that when, do you think he connected with somebody might by chance? But you two were trying to, is this a timing period? I'm picking up on the present on this, though. So,
and that was particularly the time when we really reconnected, and I thought things were going to evolve from there. It was around my birthday, and he and I had fantastic conversation. My birthday is early April, so
okay.
After that, it was...
This is the thing.
Really
this is what I think happened. Mm-hmm. There was somebody I think he knows from this past, and I don't feel he's really like, and you would know of this, because it looks like there was something that you would try to do, and that's why I asked you a question about like starting over in the beginning, and your perception was, yes, you had, but it seemed like it just wasn't, it didn't happen. It wasn't anybody's fault, but it's like trying to read new beginning into a new beginning. But it didn't happen, is what I'm seeing. But, well, you thought otherwise. But there's a woman from his past that I'm getting that is a mess. And she would probably be someone that maybe he used to know, dated, or something. But you would know of her, and her eyes are very interesting looking. She's looks like, and I say this very carefully, the type of person that would be like the type of an alcoholic personality. Not that I'm saying she is, or substance abuse. She's a mess, but he would know her, but still be friends with her. Like, he may have gone out with her. You would know who she was. And I get it. He was somebody that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I do. I knew about an ex-girlfriend who was still in the picture, constantly pestering, begging for her to come back, and he felt a connection to her, but yet not romantically, but yet he felt sorry for her. It was just
you won't need to worry. You know what? This is the thing. She's a mess, and you know what? She's the type of person who keeps coming to you. She'll drain you and drain you. She's having problems with the relationship. She'll come to him. It's not. I know it's easy for me to say, I feel it's pretty much in the past, but it's not a special thing. But he's doing it for whatever reasons, for his own well-being or feeling like he's saving the day. It's silly. But I do feel that he's not going to be able to, you know what, you're going to be very, you're going to be forgiving on this one. And I, the reason why is I think you have the strength to do this. I feel that he's being silly. I don't feel about so much caring for him, but about wanting to fix her. She doesn't want to be fixed. She's a mess. She is not wanting to get it together. So I think he's going to get that. He can't juggle it around. And I do see everything, wishes and desires. Within that, I know it sounds a long time, within 9 months, I see everything. If you really want this man in your life as a lifelong partner, I see you definitely having a lifelong partnership with him. But within the next 9 months, within the next 8, you're going to start feeling the psychic connection with him. But I know he's done wrong here, but on the other hand, he wanted to feel like Mr. Yeah, I know this feeling. Oh, look at, I'm going to help her see the light. It's almost like not in the sense of dating her. It's like using her as a person to make him feel better about himself. Do you know what I mean? Do you follow this, what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's his character. He wants to save the world. He's on a hero complex.
And it's all about, so what happens is he's going to get it sooner than later, but within the 9 months from now, I see you reconnecting slowly, and I feel by the 9 months, like I said, it's not going to be 9 months from now, I see you building and building, and I see everything that you wished and desired for you to. You look very happy and content and well-fed, not literally, but well, you're not fat, okay? But well-fed meaning you're content with your life. Everything is how it should be, and this is all about emotional matters of the heart. It's really lovely. And I'm not seeing, I just see you as lifelong, if that's what you wanted with him, I see you moving forward, it'd be very good. You're strong enough to handle this and get through this. I'm not condoning this behavior, okay? But it'll be okay. It'll be okay. And I don't see waiting around like some of those women think they are. No, you're not a foolish person. You're no fool. So you'll see something picking up soon about what I'm talking about, but it will get, in 9 month period, it will cultivate and it'll be really good. And I see it moving on, and he won't be able to pull that again, ever. In fact, he better say sorry to take you out to a couple good dinners. Good ring, too. I feel it's going to work out, really. You two are good together. I do see, you know, it is,
yeah,
but it is.
It's just ridiculous, because if I start dating other people, my connection can, you know, I can't focus on the new person as nice as he might be.
Yeah, but I don't see you really, you know, I'm sure you can get anybody you want. It's not that's not what you really desire. I can, you know what I mean? Like, I know it would make you feel better in your ego, but that's not really what this is about. You know, I just don't think you would be real into it or be present with somebody else. I don't, you know, I could be wrong, but I think that you two have a very strong bond. He's messed up on his own accord, but I don't know. Like I said, you can go out with anybody you want, but I don't see that you're going, are you going out with anybody?
No, but you know, there is one person who calls me, and you know, he's a nice guy, but I just don't feel it.
You're not interested, and that's good, and it's good enough to know that he calls you. Isn't that enough, though? That's a good thing that will get you through. Absolutely, we all need that. You know, you know, we do, and that's good, and I think that you're a very wise woman. And you have the strength, unlike some, but I think you're going to be okay, and you're going to be very content with where you're heading. It's moving forward even better, more so. And it's not going to be something that you'll be bitter about or anything. You'll just kick them in the butt and it'll be...
I want to.
A little funny about it, but I think that, you know, I think you already know, like, he wants to be, you know, what he's doing. It's not about love or whatever, but he's a stupid idiot for doing this, but... Sometimes there's lessons to this for some reason. I see it's going to be very positive. So there you have it. It's really clear to me, really. And I think it'll be fine. You know, you will not be disappointed. You will thrive on. I see you being together for lifelong partners. Definitely.
That's good to hear. Well, thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. And yeah, this was a good reading. I felt rebatterized. My batteries. Thank you so much. My batteries recharged from your reading. So there you have it. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And let's see. Do we have...
I have someone from Tennessee, I believe.
Thank you. You got it. Thanks.
Tennessee, are you there? Hello? Tennessee?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Tennessee? Hi. Okay, hi, it's Sharon. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I'm interested in knowing about a guy that I'm interested in named Mike.
Okay. He feels really sweet. He feels a little bit secretive. Is that true? Like, he doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve?
Very.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm kind of going to like October, November, and I'm feeling you'll get to know him a lot more than you know him now. You're going to start to see really nice parts of him that you really don't get to see. And how close is this relationship? Like, are you already in the relationship or?
We've been on and off 3 years.
Okay, and why is he so secretive or so, like, he feels kind of hidden, kind of. But you know what? I'm just sort of feeling he's growing and he's going through stuff, and I'm kind of getting that he's going to be reading books and really exploring who he is, and he's going to bring you through that too. And together, I think it feels like a nice relationship. It feels like there's lots of potential there. So is that kind of what you wanted to hear? Like he's a gentle soul, and I think that you guys still have lots of work to do together. Does that help?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller? I don't, but hi, other caller. Yeah, I thought we had one more. I'm a little bit lost. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Montreal?
There you go.
Hi.
Hi, Montreal.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi. So, I just basically... Sorry, who am I talking to?
So, you got Nancy. I'm sorry. This is Nancy.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Hi. My name's Evelyn, and I just wanted to know...
Go ahead.
What you see. I just wanted to get a sense of what you see, what Spirit sees regarding my financial situation and the work that I do.
Okay, so you're working right now?
Yeah, I'm working. It's pretty much I guess you could say it's my own business. It's a really weird, I don't know anyone who has my job. It's a really weird, unique, unconventional job. And I'm just wondering, what the money's looking like here.
Okay, I'm just doing a quick...
Your job, like, where everyone kind of, like, envies you or hates your guts or, but loves... It's hard to explain, but everyone thinks that, like, oh, my God, look at her glamour. Like, oh, not glamour. This is really tough. This is such a hard job. And I'm just wondering if when it's going to pay off.
Yeah, and I think the people around you, you know, like, you're projecting a very good image because, of course, when we're in business, we often have, you know, we have to make things look better than they are sometimes because we're selling ourselves or whatever. But in the next little while, things are going to improve and you're going to find, you know, I think you're at a point where you're... I think your belief system and your belief in yourself has been challenged a little bit, but the outcome card is, you know, it isn't going to be, you know, when you're self-employed, as you know, it's not easy, but there's a lot of strength around you, and in the next little while, things are going to get better. But I think that you really have to make some changes internally with you. I think somewhere along the way you've kind of lost faith in yourself a little bit, and I think that's what's really keeping you back. It's not your skill level or what other people think, and I think that you know, you're a little bit worried too much about what others think, and I think there's a lot of positivity around you that you don't see, and I think that there, you know, we're always going to have challenges, but there's a lot of very positive people around you that are very supportive, and I think you're working so hard that, you know, you're drained a little bit physically, so I think you need to...
Yeah.
Rejuvenate yourself a little bit, and then, you know, just open your mind to receive all these positive messages around you that you're not taking in, but things are going to get better, and it's just, I think you need to do a little bit more self-care, and things are going to get better.
Okay, things are going to get better. I'm just wondering if this is even the right... Well, the
all
right
into place, but it's going to start with you. Like, you've got to do a little bit of work on yourself, and I think once you sort of settle down and relax a little bit. Pardon?
I didn't hear you.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having technical difficulties again. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Now I can hear you. What was your question?
Oh, great.
What did you say?
I was able to hear you the whole time, so I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I was just asking, like, is this even, am I even doing, going down the right path? Is this even the right field? Because, wow, I mean, it's crazy how far I've come, but at the same time, my God, it's a like I was telling someone else, it's a shark pit. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I think maybe there's some changes that you need to make, because I think you're on the right path, but there's a few things out of line that, you know, maybe you're around the wrong people or whatever, but I do see you, you know, your passion for it is very strong, so it shows that you're in the right area. And I mean, what I'm seeing and feeling here is that you're on the right path. The money is going to come. It is going to be a little bit difficult, and you just need to kind of realign. And like I said, you're losing energy because physically you're drained and emotionally you're drained, so you just need to recharge and sort of look at things a little bit differently and sort of you know, see that there is a lot of support around you and use that support, because you're not really using things around you that you could use to help yourself out a little bit more. And I think once you start to look inward a little bit more and take care of yourself, and that you're going to find a bit of a difference, your mindset is going to be different. And I think that the sharks will kind of swim away, and you'll be around, you know, you'll settle down and feel a little bit safer in your environment.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, when you said like there's support that I'm not using, can Spirit give me any insight into what that could be that I'm missing?
Well, I think it's just it's not so much like financial support or anything like that. It's just spiritual and emotional support, because I think that you're so driven and you work so hard that you forget to allow other people in. So I think just bouncing ideas off someone else, or just taking time to have a coffee with somebody that's very supportive, or taking time to do face-to-face networking with people rather than, you know, on the phone or whatever. And I think it's just a realignment of how you do things, that you can get more physical contact with people and get support that way, because I think you've taken on too much for you. But at the same time, I realize that you do need to kind of do that when you are on your own, and you are doing really well, so you've put a lot of energy into it. But I think it's just a matter of refocusing and realigning your energy, because you're doing everything great. I mean, you should pat yourself on the back. You've done amazingly well, and people see that and they respect that. So I think it's just a matter of you know, there's more positive around you than negative, but I think you kind of see more negative than positive.
Because I'm always trying to improve. How can I become better? How can I become even more of a super being? Because it seems as though you have to be in this field.
I think it's just to open your eyes and to open your heart. All the ones that are around are going to kind of come through, and you're going to feel differently about your environment. And the people that you see as sharks and the business people around you, you're going to attract different people into your business path.
Okay. Great. That's fantastic. Oh,
I'm having some... I can't hear you very well. You're picking up. Sorry.
Oh, now you're cutting out. Oh, dear. Okay, well, thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you so much for calling. And we have one last caller. And sorry, we didn't get to everybody. But next week, come on back for Phil. Phil, the next one's for you.
And the caller's from Orange County, right?
Yes, as Orange County.
Orange County, are you there? Hello, Orange
County.
Yes,
I am. Yeah, here I am. Can you hear me?
There you go. Okay. How can I help you?
Can you hear me? It's me. Can you hear me?
Kinda. You're echoing a bit, but yeah. Go ahead. Okay. What's your name?
My name's Lori. I think I spoke with you a couple weeks ago.
You did. How are you, Lori?
Yeah. I'm not doing very well, and so I'm so glad that you were able to take my call. I was in a meeting, and so I was thinking, gosh, I hope the meeting gets done so that I can make a phone call to talk to you.
Okay, I've been looking forward to this all day. Okay, the meeting got over, and we're running overtime just for you.
Thank you. This is the deal. My birthday was Monday, and I spoke with you the other day about this man in my life that I've been seeing for about 6 years. And we have a friends with benefits relationship, but it's a nice one. And I was expecting to hear from him on Sunday for my birthday celebration, because he has his kids on Mondays, and so we never see each other on Monday, and my birthday was Monday. Well, I didn't get to see him Sunday like I have for like the last 2 months, like regularly, and I haven't heard from him. I didn't get a birthday wish from him or anything, and so because of that, I've been kind of, like, all week just, like, feeling really sad and, like, kind of, I would like to know, like, am I going to hear from him and what is going on? You know, why didn't he contact me for my birthday? You know, is he going to? You know, I wanted to get some insight as to what's going on.
what is he up? All right, what's, okay. Hold on one second, let me kind of tune in. Yeah, you're going to hear from him, so I guess that's the short answer. What is going on is
there another woman in the picture, or is he working? I know he has a recording studio, and I heard that there was a possibility of a client coming in from out of town for him to do a recording session for, who is a musician. Is that what's going on, or is he mad at me, or what?
No, I've got a big work card
with him.
Four discs, and the discs, it's I'm looking at it upside down, and so they actually look like records. So recording. So I think he's very busy at work. He's got a lot of masks on right now, so he is. How can I translate that? He's just very busy. He's doing lots of different things right now. And let's just kind of check. Is he thinking of you? He's still on his mind in a good way. And he's still thinking of you in a good way. So just,
yeah.
I know he's fallen off the face of the earth for a little bit, but he'll be coming back around. And let me just check. Will you hear from this?
Is he going to call me tonight? I think
you're going to hear from him this week.
Normally do?
Yeah, before the week is out, you'll hear from him.
Will I see him on Sunday like we normally do?
Will you see him on this Sunday? I'm getting a maybe on that one.
A maybe?
I'm getting a maybe. So he's still busy. The energy could go either way for seeing him on Sunday, but you'll definitely hear from him before Sunday.
Okay. Is this my future relationship with him? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just really got my feelings hurt. And I don't, you know, I love him and I want to continue the relationship, but I just don't understand why he didn't. It only takes this day with modern technology, it only takes a couple seconds to send a happy birthday text, and I don't understand why I didn't get one.
Yeah, I don't want to go with men are idiots, because we are. I know I forget dates all the time, but I think, you know, he had money coming at him and just got distracted.
Okay.
So the work thing once again. Okay? So
Alrighty.
He didn't mean to be cruel to you, is what's coming. And, you know, he still thinks of you in the way. You know, that friends with benefits, he still has that strong attraction to you. So just kind of get out of your little gloomy place right now if you can, Laura.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call and for making me feel better.
Oh, okay. I hope that helps. Yeah. Night-night.
Bye, Laura.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Bye, Lori.
Oh,
I know Lori very well. I know it's her birthday. We do have one more caller. I'm a little unclear on that. Are we taking one more? Okay, we are taking one more because we have one Jim. I heard someone say, okay, one more caller it is, and it's me, and I think it's Gemini. Well, I'm waiting for the go ahead. I think she's still in Gemini. Pennsylvania. Hi, Pennsylvania. This is Maureen, and you got me.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name?
My name is Monica.
Hi, Monica, and what can I shed some light on for you?
I'm wondering about my career. I'm a little, I guess, bored where I'm at right now, and I guess I know I need a change. I'm just trying to figure out how.
If you should make a move right now or soon to kind of go jump and risk fearlessness. Okay. All right. Since we don't have a lot of time, I'll do the best I can. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're kind of in a you're overqualified. I think you're bored to death, okay? And you need to jump and go into something that, like someone would say, a dreamer would be, which I think is positive for you right now. You know, my feeling is this. You're carrying way too much of a burden on your back where you're working right now. Too many other people stuff on your back. You're probably the yes person, says, oh, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. I just think it's wearing you down. I also feel that you're overqualified. It's not a challenge. There's something about not a challenge. And also you're going through almost like a spiritual internal death, not a real death, a physical. It's like you've been almost like, you've gone, it's almost like coming back alive after being in a spiritual death. It would be now there's a new beginning. Yes, absolutely. I don't know what direction, but this is very important. It's not a transition. It's not a cycle. It's like a big shift coming about your life. I think you're feeling it right now. There's that intuitiveness or whatever you want to call Claire. But it's going to be coming from a sense of you don't know what's going on with you and things aren't fitting well. People don't fit well like they used to. You're not wanting to hang around the same people. You're rebuilding a foundation that has to do with values and morals. And everything that you believed in from conditions that are now being challenge and you're rebuilding what works for you. And I do see you jumping and leaping and risking and being fearless and going for something else. And I feel that it right now, the feeling I get, it would be very positive for you. You will not fail. I see a woman that would be very helpful. She's a very strong woman. I see you celebrating with females in the next 3 months. Like, you're really happy you get something. But I see you working with a woman and she's very, very strong, but she's going to be, this is fantastic. And the limbo will be over. The stagnation is over. I think you've been wanting to do this, and you're strong enough, and you can go for it. I see it's going to be really good for you, and it's like a must thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know I went fast on this, but you can hear on archives over and over again on the show. I think it's time. Absolutely. And it will feel intense, but I see you go for it because you'll get a sense of enthusiasm again and a sense of something rather than what I see you're in now. And
yeah,
you deserve that.
Oh, my gosh. You summed a whole lot up really fast, and it was totally right on.
I really think that you go. It's good for the taking, and it's time, and you don't worry. It will feel very intense, but you'll know then that you're on the right track. It doesn't matter. I know it's easy for me to say, but you can handle it, and it's fantastic. And if it was me a while ago, gosh, yes, it's great. It's difficult, but it's great. Useful sacrifice. You might be like getting nailed to a cross feeling, but you're going to resurrect really unbelievably so. It's wonderful. It's time for it. You're heading. It is. So there you have it. I'm sorry we're out of time, but you know I kind of threw it out. But you can listen to it again, like I said, and come back next week, or we do readings on psychicaccess.com, or come back again and again. But if it's a really good reading, it's a very good reading, definitely.
Thank
you so much. And you already knew. See, this is the stuff we already know. You do. You get the feeling. You just need me to kind of, I think, affirm it. You're ready. Leap. Don't just go for it. Fearless is what the key thing is. And it's going to be really positive. It's going to be wonderful. It's just a new part of your life. It's going to be lovely. And hard times too, but lovely. Okay? Thank you so much for calling and joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That was a nice call. I'm glad I did that because I got something out of that for myself about my whatever. Okay, there you have it. And I'm glad we got to most of the callers, everybody. And those that we didn't, well, you know, come back next week. We have some great shows. And yes, I will be having Anton again on. I really have known him for a while, but yes. Okay, so here we're now at the end of our show, and I would like to thank everybody. And chat room was great energy. And it was a great show. And thanks, Doug, who works behind the scenes. He was also in the chat room doing his thing, and I thank him for that. And and he keeps us on track. Yes, he does, me especially, as our executive producer. And thank you to all my co-hosts, really, for joining us tonight. We really went for it. And Nancy, you hung in there. It wasn't your fault. You were doing great. Next week's show will be anchored by Sharon. What can we look forward to next week, Sharon?
Okay, next week we have Robert Camp from Seven Thunders, and he's going to teach us about signs of the cards. It's really interesting, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a hot show, everybody. Go for it. So good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.